Monday started normally with the shell Mia brought in from the sea, held it up to our ears so carefully. That's how you do it at the show and tell. Edgar got some new sunglasses, he brought them in to show off to the masses. Around the circle, everybody passes, looking good at the show and tell. Hey now, will you bring...
That is the sound of the Grammy-nominated album from Rhesus Monkey. And here, a member of the group, Jack Foreman, is with us from Seattle. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you. This album is pretty contagious and pretty fun. It is the kind of album that puts a smile on your face if you need to have one put on it. And it probably is going to make you smile wider as you listen to it. Maybe that's why it has the name Novelties. It's kind of like the novelty ice cream truck coming by, right?
That's exactly it, yeah. Yeah, we were inspired by in the ice cream section of your local grocery store or the back of the ice cream man's truck. There's so many different interesting popsicles and weird ice cream concoctions. And each one is kind of its own unique thing, and we thought of each song on this album sort of like its own unique popsicle, totally different flavored, and it stands alone on its own, but together it's all novelties.
Let's talk a little bit about the group for people that have never heard of Rhesus Monkey. I think this is your 13th album.
It is. Yeah, wow, that's sort of mind-blowing for you to say that out loud. Yep, that's true. 13 albums. We've been making music for kids and families for 11-plus years.
And how did you get into doing this?
We were all teaching at the same school together. And actually, the three of us, when we founded the group, we had already been playing indie music for adults, you know, playing late at night in venues around Seattle where we all live. And then showing up at school the next morning and teaching, the hours just didn't work out. It was hard to load out of a rock club at 2 a.m. and then load into a classroom at 7 a.m. just a few hours later to be fresh with a group of kindergartners. Something had to give, and we loved our jobs as teachers. So we experimented with what it would be like to take indie music, but adapted for a full family audience. And then suddenly our shows went from being at 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. on weekends, and everything worked.
Let's take a listen. That song we opened up with is called Show and Tell. And here is another song from the album. It's called Chasing My Tail.
I've been chasing my tail, running in circles once again. You know it never does fail to surprise me when I've been chasing my tail.
One thing I really, really like, Jack, about the sound of really all of your CDs, but this one in particular, is it's music that adults can really enjoy in addition to kids. It's well constructed. The songs have good integrity to them. They're sung really well. And that had to be really important to all three of you, I think, as you began to structure your career as being musicians for the whole family.
Oh, definitely. That's a huge compliment. I so appreciate you saying that because, yeah, early on, you know, we didn't know anything about making music for kids in particular. We just knew about making music that made us happy as musicians. And certainly the more that we played shows for kids and got, you know, fielded requests for the same song again and again and realized, wait a minute, if we play 1,000 shows, some of these songs we may be playing 1,000 times. We realized it's crucial that we as music fans, as adult music fans, are as into or even more into these songs than the kids that we're playing for. So it's always been really important for us that if you stripped the lyrics away from the songs, that they would be completely indistinguishable from the kind of songs that we like to listen to, from the Beatles and Harry Nilsson to, you know, contemporary musicians that we all love. And then lyrically, we try to find a good balance between things that kids will identify with and that parents can connect to also, sort of like the good Warner Brothers cartoons of a long time ago. There's many different levels that those cartoons appeal to people on so that everyone can enjoy them. We try to construct songs in the same way.
Given, as you bring up Warner Brothers, and that made me think of movies and videos and video games and all sorts of other variations of what I'll call short attention span theater. As you perform for kids as live, living human beings on stage, I hope that what you'll report is that kids are still able to be totally captivated by live music and performance. Do you find that?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, our shows are so... they're different than our albums because, you know, we really carefully construct our albums, and though they sound, you know, extemporaneous and in many cases thrown together, you know, we put a lot of thought into them and tons of overdubs and things that we just could never reproduce live in the same way. We're a trio, and we very rarely play with other musicians. So our live shows really stand alone as their own discrete thing. We're playing songs that sound very similar to what's on the album, but it's way more about cultivating the energy in the room and presenting something to kids that they can just be present for. And, you know, from long ago when we played our first few shows, we realized that kids are sort of like kindling, you know, really dry kindling, just ready to burn. And all we have to do is just bring a little bit of a spark at the beginning of a show. And then it's this really fun reciprocal energy of, you know, us feeding them and then their energy feeds us. And we keep going back and forth. It's just a really exciting time. And we certainly have created things in our show that will, you know, be a variety of things so that kids aren't just watching a band solidly for 45 minutes, tons of interactive singing and dancing and shifting focus between different members of the band, just so that things are always feeling fresh. But yeah, kids are bringing so much energy and attention to our shows. We give them tons of credit. They're for sure more than half of the equation. We're one small part of that experience.
Well, that's a real credit to your ability to entertain and write. Let's listen a little bit more to this song called Every Flavor. It's also from the Grammy nominated album called Novelties from Rhesus Monkey.
Symphony.
Firecrackers, creamsicles, and push-up pops. The selection in the freezer is really the tops. We got drumsticks, fudgesicles, and screwballs by the balls. 200 cartoon characters on a stick. Well, we're making it a little bit hard to pick, but you'll find one that will simply make your day. Every flavor. Every variety, come on down to see the KC Symphony. Every flavor, every variety, come on down to see the KC Symphony.
Now, as I mentioned the album, I think I said Rhesus Monkey instead of Rhesus Monkey. You should know that it's the play on words. It's R-E-C-E-S-S, like school recess. You've probably been asked this before, but whoever came up with that deserves a gold star. That's a great name.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's funny. I'm in the band, and literally it took me a year to get the joke. I'm in the band, and I didn't get the joke right away. It's fun. Yeah, it's fun. That's just a little hidden payoff, and some people get it right away, and some people approach us sort of sheepishly, like, guys, I've been listening to you with my kids forever, and I just figured out, and I get to console them and say, it's okay, I didn't figure it out either.
Sheepishly, they should be. It should be more primately than sheepishly.
Right, you're right.
So, are you touring? Have you made it out to Pittsburgh, where we are, ever? Because I think you'd go over extremely well here.
We'd love to make it there. We've never played Pittsburgh before. If there are any listeners out there that are interested in connecting with us, we'd love to come play for families in Pittsburgh. We do tour fairly extensively, though. We've played all around the United States because two of us are still active teachers now. We do most of our touring during the summer when kids are also looking for stuff to do during the weeks. During the school year, we play a lot more locally here in the greater Seattle area, and occasionally we'll jump out and do something in another town for a weekend at a time.
Now, I'm curious about the whole Grammy process. How did you find out that you were nominated, and what was it like to learn that?
Oh man, it really was a surprise. We've been aware of the Grammys for several years and have known lots of the other children's performers who have been nominated for the best children's album before. It's always been such a brush with fame, you know, and so satisfying to see good friends of ours nominated and several good friends winning that award. But over the years, we just sort of lost touch with the Grammys, you know, from the day-to-day process. All of us kind of forgot that the nominations would be happening sometime in December. And lo and behold, I got a phone call on a Tuesday morning at the beginning of December from a colleague in Washington, D.C., and the voicemail was just her screaming into the voicemail for a solid minute. I'm like, what's going on? What? And then all these text messages started rolling in from people on the East Coast, because it was announced maybe at 8:45 in the morning East Coast time, and of course here in Seattle it's 3 hours earlier, so I was still lying in bed just waiting for it all to come in, and it was such a rush and so strange just that it had happened, you know, ripping me out of a dream in such a peculiar kind of way. Since then, it's just been the greatest compliment. I've been hearing from so many families locally and other children's performers just giving us a nice big pat on the back, and it just feels great.
It really is a category with the Grammys that statement, "It's just wonderful to have been nominated," really applies. All of the nominees have created great albums worthy of it. It's a great list of what you might want to get as a gift for somebody who has small children or who is about to. And you can find novelties. You can go to the website for Recess Monkey, which is simply recessmonkey.com, or you can go to Amazon, who I think has it as well. The album is Novelties. Mm-hmm. It's brand new. And here is hoping that you'll hear good news when the awards are announced. Is there anything else? We're going to close out with a full play that everybody can hear of Time to Make the Donuts. There's also a great video of that song. But this will be our last chance to talk. Is there anything else you'd like folks to know?
Well, you know, it's what you said about all the other nominees to it being an honor to be nominated. It's so true. There are four other nominees: Frances England, Brady Reimer, Secret Agent 23 Skidoo, and the Okie Dokie Brothers. All are just absolutely dynamite performers. We're friends with all of them. We've played shows with every one of those people individually. And it's sort of like a family reunion that we all get to be there together at the Grammys on Sunday. So it really is an honor, and I just so appreciate the chance to share my excitement with all of your listeners.
Well, and let's mention your bandmates too. This is Jack Forman from the band, and your other two members.
Yeah, Drew Holloway is our lead singer and guitarist. And Coram Bischoff is our drummer and side vocalist. And yeah, we're a power trio. We try to do as much as we can at our live shows.
We're
playing a big concert together with all the other performers later today. It's really exciting that we get to collaborate all together and hear each other and be really excited.
That's exciting. I wish I'm sure people in Pittsburgh and surroundings would love to be able to see it and hear it. Well, we're going to close and Make the Donuts. And Jack Forman of Recess Monkey, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. Great talking to you.
Donuts, time to make the donuts. It's time to make the donuts today.